What do you want KDNK listeners and members to know about your background?
I've lived here in Carbondale for about 6 years now. I moved from the Front Range. My wife grew up here in Carbondale. And we moved back when my daughter was born, about 6 years ago. We wanted to raise our family here. You know, as soon as I got over the ridge and got into the bubble of KDNK, I started listening and realizing what a treasure this radio station is to the community. Anytime I travel outside of the KDNK bubble, I become more appreciative of what a treasure we have here. And I'd like to see that preserved for future generations. I think it's a very important community asset.
And why are you passionate about KDNK's mission of connecting communities through radio?
Well, I think we have very limited opportunities in this day and age, and I think they're becoming more limited for connection and for understanding one another. And I think that KDNK is one of the excellent local resources that really allows us to connect with one another and understand one another more deeply and in a more profound sense. You know, especially given radio, but given any media form these days, there's very little participation. It's mostly a one-way street of people telling you things, or people writing things that you read. And KDNK is one of the rare exceptions anymore where there can be a dialogue, there can be, you know, people talking together and creating that community aspect. So it's very important. It shouldn't be understated what a value it plays in this community.
What specifically will you do as a board member to support KDNK?
Whether or not I'm a board member, I will continue supporting the station financially to the best of my ability. And of course, you know, providing insight, business leadership. I feel that we've really, on the board anyway, we've really shifted our focus and we're much more business oriented, which is important because this is a business, even though it's not generating profit. We still have to generate revenue to pay our employees and to pay for content, all sorts of different things. So bringing a sense of running a small business and providing fiduciary responsibility for that business, and also bringing fun into it and making sure that we have fun, making sure we have great events going on, and making sure that we're providing relevance to the community and providing a good quality of product so that people come to us first for their radio, for their music needs, also for their news, of course, and all the great benefits that we provide here.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
I'll be excited either way, so looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott Levine.